The crisis in Ukraine has held the attention of world leaders for weeks, President Bush and Russian leader Vladimir Putin among them. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore sees that situation and others as examples of a new era in the relationship between East and West.
In Brussels, NATO ostentatiously cancels a meeting with the foreign minister of Ukraine, pending a new election and a new foreign minister. In Sofia, Bulgaria, Secretary of State Colin Powell denies American intervention in that election. In Moscow, President Vladimir Putin meets with interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi and uses their joint television appearance to say that he cannot imagine an election in Iraq, a country under full occupation by foreign troops. He doubts that there can be a free election amid continued fighting. Putin seems to be saying, "You don't care for my election, I don't care for yours." Welcome to the new version of the East-West conflict. President Bush is bent on fostering democracy wherever he can. In so doing, he comes up against President Putin, who's bent on preserving Russian influence wherever he can. That means resisting the stationing of American troops in former Soviet republics. It means retaliating against the United States by withholding support for elections in Iraq. But the mass demonstrations for democracy in Ukraine have put the Russian government on the defensive. Putin said on Monday for the first time that he would accept the results of a runoff election. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in Sofia, capital of a one-time Soviet satellite, that we must not allow election monitoring to be turned into a political instrument. There is a certain ambiguity in current Russian-American relations. In Santiago, Chile last month, President Bush raised with Putin the question of deteriorating democracy in Russia. Putin responded with a lecture on Russian history, talking about the authoritarian way that Russia has been governed through the ages. In a subsequent speech, Putin warned about the dangers of a policy based on the barracks room principles of a unipolar world. Russian scholar Lily Shevtseva sees Putin as pursuing a two-track policy, fueling anti-American sentiment at home while trying to maintain a relationship with President Bush. But if elections in Ukraine and Iraq become battlegrounds in the lukewarm war, the relationship with the United States is bound to suffer. This is Daniel Shore.